Yeah, they asking who's the best around. It just depends if I'm in your town.
It's hard to wanna be flashy and try and keep it humble. I got a buzz because I be the bumble. See that go, go, bragging with the flow. Is it my fault that I'm so cold? Like 32 below. In this game, I'm trying to go like 32 and 0. And I know I'm about to blow. I'm detonating on the low. So welcome to the show.
The best around. It just depends if I'm in your town.
What's up, everybody? It's MJ. Welcome to another edition of Ruck Talk.
Yeah.
Episode 5 is what I believe we're on.
They asking who's the best around.
And,
if I'm in your town.
You know, I couldn't have picked a better day to do episode 5 than on Friday the 13th, actually. Kind of creepy if you ask me, but took me a while to really get into this conversation, considering everything that is going on around us. And I try to theme every episode with something, you know, the one about, like, I just had my buddy Mark Brown on, and it was the one about strength and discipline and politics, and we had a great conversation. And the whole time I'm thinking about number 5, I was like, you know, what do I want to talk about? And I think the best thing to kind of deem, kind of like my quick chat today, is just reveled around dogma, right? And just the belief system that we are kind of selling ourselves into as we see our world as we know it change. I don't want to use anything negative. It's just changing. I'll go back, man, about, you know, 3 years ago, I felt like we were on the up. I mean, listen, this might turn into a little bit of a political conversation because we're there. I mean, everybody's, you know, at the point where we're sharing our thoughts as far as what's going on in our community, our states, our nation, our world, and the people that are leading us down a path that I don't think is one that most of us want to go down. But we're so reveled in the thoughts of everyone else. I feel like we're not thinking for ourselves, and we're not taking care of ourselves and looking out for us. You know, let's rewind 3 years ago to now. We went through a lockdown. We went through an economy that's been struggling globally, rising costs, rising prices. You know, as someone who is from and lives in America, we've now officially entered 2 wars. We've gone through a series of ideologies, whether it's race, gender, and all in between. And after the course of events that happened this past week in Israel, you know, and I'm pausing because I'm trying to use the right words, not to come off super abrasive or super harsh, because I will say what happened over there is extremely tragic. Don't get me wrong. You have a whole bunch of innocent people caught up in just a pissing contest of these global elites and leaders that are just guiding us down the wrong path for their own, you know, you ask me, financial gain. And I think it's horse shit, right? So my heart goes out to every single innocent bystander that has been caught up in this bullshit, whether you live in Israel, whether you live in Ukraine, wherever it is. The fact that you're going through this and you're in the middle of, you know, not to sound too layman, man, but just a whole bunch of bullshit and crap, you know, my heart goes out. But as someone who was born and raised in a place that I have loved all my life, I feel like we are not looking out for us. I did a post on Instagram a couple days ago. It reminded me, like, all the shit that we're going through, America, and how we're spreading ourselves too thin. I did a post a couple days ago that basically it just came to mind that when you're on an airplane and you're listening to all the, you know, the safety jargon, they always say, you know, in the case of a loss of oxygen, you know, the masks, the oxygen masks will be, you know, will be dispersed, and then we ask you to help yourself before helping anybody else. And there's a reason for that, right? The reason for that is, obviously, if you can't take care of yourself first, how are you going to help everybody else, right? And this chat, whether it's for me, you, all of us, you know, talks about, like, truly looking out for self first, looking out for us first, looking out for our country first, before we can go out there and help everybody else. Now, I know a lot of people are like, well, how am I going to do that? I think right now, like, we're at a point where our voices are, and I know it's horseshit, man. I've heard it when I was a kid. I've heard it when I was a teen. I've heard it when I was a young adult, you know, but our voices are super powerful, and we can make essentially change if we want to, if we really want to help ourselves. And that's the part I don't get. I really don't get about us as a country. Like, why aren't we helping ourselves? Like, you know, we would turn and say, you know, it's the government, it's the politicians. Well, guess what? Guess who put them there? We did. At the end of the fucking day, we did. And we're now at a point where you got people in this country that are dying. You got people in this country that are struggling. You got rising costs of everything around you. You can't ask a question or say anything without being criticized. But yet, we decide to take all our resources that we essentially could help ourselves with and give it to somebody else. Now, listen, at the end of the day, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be a, you know, good human. You shouldn't be a, you know, a great country and put your hand out and help your neighbor. But listen, you got to do the shit for yourself first before we can help everybody else. And now it's to the point where we're fucking ourselves, man. You know, and I don't know how we got to this point. How did we get to the point where, you know, we have depleted a lot of our resources? We are taking all of our hard-earned money and sending it somewhere else to secure someone else's borders because of somebody else's agenda. And then the fucked up part is we all fall for the bullshit, right? You start putting up fucking foreign flags for everybody else other than your own. I don't get that, man. The place that allots you the freedoms and the ability to do what we do, you won't even gladly stand up for that, but you'll gladly put somebody else's flag up on your doorstep. And listen, that's what makes this country great. You do what the fuck you want to do. But at the end of the day, we don't need to hear it from you, you know, that shit ain't working. Because look what you did. I think about it all the time, man. It's unfortunate what has happened to everybody. But here's how I feel about it. I stand with the country that I'm from. I stand with America first. And that's the flag that I'm going to fly in front of my door and everywhere else. What I don't understand about people at the end of the day is this. You'll say you stand for something, but that's all it is. It's fucking words, man. If you stand for it, then fly your ass over there and do what you got to do to help. If you really feel like that about it. But you're not doing us any service whatsoever by helping what's happening here now. Because when you fix what's happening here now, then we can say, as a country, as a unit, let's see who else we can help. Let's see who else we can be an inspiration for. And the frustration is coming in because it's like you turn on the news, which I have to say, let's just be dead ass honest. especially what we're seeing today. And once again, I'm going to repeat it. What has happened is unfortunate. What has happened, I don't condone. I have friends on both sides, meaning I'm innocent people. I have a lot of Jewish friends. I have a lot of Palestinian friends. This is something, and this is a conflict that we have no business being a part of. I hate to say it, but we have no business being in that situation at all. Period. Exclamation point. I'm done. That's it. We have our own problems here. I saw the death toll recently of what happened over there. You can't compare it with the death toll of what's happening here on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis. From poverty to starvation to crimes, everything in between. And now, you got a group of people that are making decisions on our behalf. And who knows, man? We don't know. I'm speculating, but they're putting my, you know what? Listen, at the end of the day, I always say it's funny how a politician goes in broke and leaves office being rich as hell. It bewilders me how that happens. That should be illegal by itself. But, you know, you got people making decisions on our behalf to benefit their agendas and not give a shit about ours. Two specific situations. You have somebody, you know, on one side yelling, we got to secure the borders on Ukraine. You know, you have somebody else on another side that says, you know, Israel has one of the most secure borders ever, but yet our shit is just left fucking open for anybody to come in. Sanctuary cities, where are you? You yelled it, we're a sanctuary city, come to us. You have no idea who has come into your city. And now here we are. They've instilled fear. They've instilled hate. They're making us say we stand by this, we stand by that. What about standing for the U.S.? What about standing for us? You know, you got to do that first, man. And this goes to everybody. Like, listen, I don't give a shit if we're friends, we're not friends after this. Like, at the end of the day, I care about the person to my left and the person to my right, my neighbors, right? That's my first and foremost. And we need to be doing a lot more of that than what we're doing now. Between mainstream media and the tech world, you know, that story is being molded. And I hate to say it. Take a guess who owns most of that stuff. Not going to say it, but you know it. Everybody deep, like, at the end of the day, deep down, deep inside, you know. But for some reason, nobody wants to say. Any of it. And I don't know if it's because we're too scared. I don't know if it's because you just want to be a sheep and you want to follow the crowd and you don't want to be criticized because you're scared. But at some point, man, something's got to give. Story came out today, for example, mortgage loans at an all-time high. Right? Like, what's the agenda, man? This World Economic Forum shit and everything else that's surrounding us, like, we got to stand up against it, man. You will own nothing and be happy. Are you listening to half this stuff? Are these fucking people insane? They have to be. They are. And now is the time that we need to really rally and say, listen, enough is enough. You know, there's more of us than more of them. So why are we so ingrained in that thinking? I'll tell you why. Because no matter where you go, no matter what you do, they're constantly shoving it down our throats. And it's just like anything else. I'm not a strong athlete. I love athletics. I love working out. And there are times where I'm on, where I'm off. But one thing I have noticed, and I'm using this analogy, is when I'm off and I jump back right into it, my muscles always remember. The muscle memory of what I've done in the past comes back. And I think because a lot of this stuff is given to us in every way, shape, or form, through the phones, through the TV, through the Alexa units, through the Google units, and everything else in between, we constantly see it. Every single muscle fiber in our body, our brains, our minds, it's constantly taught to remember this stuff and to memorize this stuff. You know, the episode I did about the Matrix being real, the shit is real, man. And we have to wake up. And these leaders, they go in with this fairy tale thought of what they're going to do and how they're going to change. And then they get caught up with all the lobbyists and the money and everything else in between. And then when you ask them, you know, you said you were going to do this, they changed, you know, they changed the conversation, or they don't answer the question. Like, listen, this stuff has got to stop. I personally was way happier when I was just dealing with mean tweets and world peace. And a friend of mine sent that to me as, I don't know, it wasn't a meme. It was just something that they wrote or they found. And I was, man, seriously. I'll take that any day of the week. Because right now, I never thought after 9/11 that I'd be at a point where I'm looking over my shoulder again, and here we are. And I've yet to hear any of our leaders talk about us being first. You want to stand with Ukraine? Fine, go there. I don't see any of them going there. And if they go there, any of the leaders, they go there in the middle of the night like cowards, right? You stand with Israel? Great. Go over there and do what you got to do. But we've got our share of problems here. Our strategic oil is at a 40-year low because we are just giving the shit away. We are becoming so vulnerable. You got to almost think, who's rattling the cage and why? What is it about what we've built over the years that people want to destroy, they hate so much? Our freedoms constantly being tested as of late. Slowly but surely, they're taking it away. I think the next 14 months will be a true test to that. And can you guess what happens in the next 14 months? Hence, how you eventually start fabricating this stuff in your mind as far as a play is concerned. A few weeks ago, our nation got an emergency test alert on all our phones. Why? Why all of a sudden? I don't ever recall seeing anything like that, especially in the past 10 years, if that. You know, yes, I remember every month, you know, on television, this is a test of the emergency broadcast system. And if this had been a real emergency, like, yes, but you know what? TV stations and radio stations would do that on a monthly basis, right? But all of a sudden, this thing comes across our cell phones recently. And don't say that you didn't get it, because you got it. And if you don't remember it, that's because we live in a 24-hour news cycle and you were meant not to remember that stuff. And maybe that test wasn't for you, it's for somebody else. And all of this stuff is speculation, man, but it's just really weird how all of this is happening and the sequence of events. And you have a lot of these three-letter agencies that are, you know, doing what they choose to do, whether it's forcing us to take things that are against our will, and they threaten you with your livelihood if you don't do what they say. Like, this is dangerous. And it's about time we start taking that back. Seriously. And it's something for us to think about. Like, we cannot give in to somebody else's dogma. And that's what we're doing right now. And it's almost like we don't have a choice. Seriously, go look it up. All the news sources, or a majority of them, that's feeding us a certain story. It's coming from a certain side. Who owns the news? Who owns the media? And if you own it, you control it. You're not going to be honest. It's three sides to every story. Let's just be real about that. And we know that. I remember at one point, we revere him now, but Dr. Martin Luther King was considered a terrorist. Malcolm X was considered a terrorist. Just makes you think a little bit. It's kind of hard because the message that's being sent is not being sent for us, but it's being sent for a younger generation who probably won't go back in time and check. And what they see is what's exactly in front of them. And we are being made to be, or we are being encouraged subliminally to be stupid, to have a certain frame of thinking. What I mean by, I just recently saw something, I just read an article about the Barnum and Bailey Circus. For those of you who are too young to remember it, look it up. But we all remember, let's just talk about the circus as a whole. But this particular brand, on the verge of going out of business. The point of the story was, well, the point that I'm getting to is, one of the senior officers was being interviewed, and they said, you know, our acts that we do for the circus now are made to be more so TikTok friendly. What they were saying was the each act that gets up on stage needs to have something happening roughly every 3.5 seconds in order for people to stay interested, right? When you think about it, like, you know, when you're on any of the social platforms, take your pick, you know, a view or credit for an account is somebody that views something at least for 3.5 seconds. And a lot of times, you know, in 3.5 seconds, we'll look at it and we'll swipe up, swipe left, whatever it is that you do, like it, move on. And if I asked you what you liked earlier on this week, you'll probably have no clue, no idea, right? So we're being trained to have that form of thinking, you know. As soon as we remember, we forget. As soon as we remember, we forget. I'm just as guilty. I couldn't tell you, like, there are things that I'm exposed to. I mean, it's just coming at you so fast, so quick, that I don't even have time to absorb it. I'm on to the next thing, or I'm bored with the next thing. Like, I hate to say it, but think about it like this. Who the fuck is talking about Ukraine right now? That's my point. And then in a couple weeks, there'll be something else and something else. And the next thing you know, we will have piled up so much shit that we got to deal with as a country. Right? And when you really sit down and think about it and go back for a second, you know, and look at it, man. Look at where we were 3 years ago. Now, look at where we're at. And, you know, everybody, well, we had a pandemic. Yeah, even that was a bunch of horse shit that we've come to find out. Take this and you won't get sick. Oh, you might get sick. Oh, well, the efficacy of it is, you know, it was 90%. Now it's down to 75%. Like, what the fuck is true anymore? So you got that. You got the gas prices. Food is expensive as shit. Right? You have a race war, a gender war. You can't buy a house because it's too expensive to borrow money. Inflation is rising. We got two wars. But you really think that our world leaders are looking out for us? You're going to sit up, you're going to stand up there and defend them because you don't want to deal with a person that sends out bad tweets. And listen, I don't like it either. It is what it is. But if I had to take that versus, you know, what we're going through now, tweet away, dude. Because I know at least when you tweeted, there wasn't all this shit going on. What's the play? Think about it. All of a sudden, we want to start building a wall? Or we want to continue building parts of a wall? Why? That's all I got to say today. Just think. Start taking care of yourself first. Start taking care of us first. Before you start hanging any other flags, because I'll tell you one thing, for most of you, and I'm serious, for most of you that are hanging those flags or saying what you're saying, and like I said, do what you want, but let's just be real. None of you, not none, take that back, most of you have never been over there. Nor will you go over there. So let that ego shit go somewhere else. And then here's another thing. How many of our flags are being hung over there? Right? When we're going through this race war, how many people were yelling George Floyd's name in Ukraine or in Israel or in Palestine or whatever they want to call it? How many? I can guarantee you none. I can almost guarantee you none because I've never been over there either. But you know what? I haven't seen it. I scour the internet, not saying that the internet's real, but I've scoured it and I still don't see it. So think about that. We've got their back. Do they have ours? What kind of kickbacks are our politicians getting? We got to start asking these questions, man. Seriously. Or else, you know, it's funny. I forgot the comedian's name, but he said, sooner or later, we're going to have to start learning what fucking konnichiwa means. Right? Because that's who they're selling us to. And these fuckers are sitting back just waiting for our destruction. If you don't believe that, then you really are not living in reality. Because that is exactly what is happening. And we're watching it. And we're watching it happen. And not only are we watching it happen, we're falling for the bullshit. That's all I got to say for today, folks. I really hope that we can turn this around. I hope that everybody stays safe because the unknown right now is super scary. So I hope y'all have a good weekend.
Yeah.
We'll talk soon. Episode 5, Ruck Talk. See you later.
It's hard to want to be flashy and try and keep it humble. I got a buzz because I be the bumble. See that go, bragging with the flow. Is it my fault that I'm so cold? Like 32 below. In this game, I'm trying to go like 32 and 0. And I know I'm about to blow. I'm detonating on the low. So welcome to the show.